Philosophiae naturalis principia mathematica. Or, why in the doodle do I even need mathematics or physics? Most people don't actually want you to know math or physics. They just want you to work and cause as little inconvenience as you can. The reason why you are being force-fed mathematics and physics is because a school will lose accreditation if enough students fail to memorize the answers for state tests. If a school loses accreditation, the teachers will lose their jobs. This would be very inconvenient to them. I use the words mathematics, physics, and teachers and school very loosely here. Allow me to explain. Yes, there are teachers who will tell you that they are nothing like that, and with tears in their eyes. That is because they too have been lied to. The lie you have been given is that school will give you an education, and the teacher got, follow the material and they will learn. The teachers do not know how to teach you. That can be very frustrating. But as nice as teachers can be, you can't forget about the fact that they punish and belittle and thus abuse other students. And sometimes they hold them back, which in the young student's mind will permanently mark them as delayed, as a loser, as not good enough. That is a horrible thing to do. I'm sorry, but sometimes those tears are not enough to forgive that kind of behavior. This is called a stalemate. The teacher is both abusive and hurt. The only way out of this is preventing fake teachers from trying to teach, or more correctly, teaching teachers how to teach students who just want to learn. Either way, it's pretty ridiculous. It is a consequence of human arrogance and ignorance and the perpetuation thereof. Deep down, the teacher knows that in order for them to be a real teacher, they have to discover their own independent way. So there is nothing you can do to help them. If they ask you for help, then that is usually a sign that you are being manipulated and taken advantage of. Teachers and students should be separate. And yes, there are teachers who will be surprised at all this. As in, how can we even talk about the fact that they aren't teaching? That's crazy. In fact, they will say, respectfully, what the hell are you even talking about? Like, for real? It's pretty awful. The tone and the approach will be that of someone who has been tricked into thinking that they are a teacher, and it will certainly make them sound like a manipulator. A lot of them really do not know that they cannot teach. They think teaching is a thing that they can do, but it's all in you. And almost all of them don't know that they are not just hurting you, but also pushing you away from real education by tricking you into thinking that what they do is real education. Thus, you're no good because you can't learn it. But what they're doing is not real education. We are made for education. We're always learning. Religious cults have something similar. They present their members with a creation story most of the time. And once the members accept it, they will never ask a real question ever again, like ever again. Because the answer is right in front of them. The Almighty did it. And how dare they ask for a better answer? Do they not believe? Because if they don't believe, they're going to get kicked out of their neighborhood or circle of friends or whatever. Before I answer the title question, I must tell you that your teachers haven't actually tried to teach you real math and, by extension, physics. More than that, you can't just learn physics by going into a classroom marked physics. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. That's like cartoon reality. You have to independently reinvent the parts of physics that interest you, the way Newton did it. Real math is amazing. It is constantly in motion. It's always moving. It's alive. The X and Y has a changing value. It's always, always different. And calculus, by extension, seems trivial and obvious. Like, it's already there. Why do you even need an extra thing called calculus? It's the very language of mathematics that you have been force-fed is wrong. Today, the language of mathematics is within the world of programming languages, where it's rational, where you don't have to deal with strange symbols that once, at least once, Newton claimed to have come up with just to confuse you. It was hard to invent calculus, well, independently reinvent calculus, so it should be hard to read calculus. Learning mathematics on paper is exactly the same as learning a word processor from drawings of icons on a blackboard. Can you imagine sitting in a classroom that has no computers, there being maybe one computer in your neighborhood, and the teacher walks into the classroom and starts drawing the little icons, making you memorize what the icons look like? And he spends 5 minutes explaining what a floppy disk is. Make that 10 minutes. And then you take a test, you fill out all the answers, and you move on. And you don't know what a word processor is. You've never seen one. I'm very sorry this is happening to you. It is by far the greatest tragedy, and there cannot be a greater betrayal than the betrayal of the younger generations. There's nothing that we can do that can possibly be worse. We can't afford to shed a single tear. There is no time. There is no time, dear. We don't have real schools, but there is something somewhat similar to a school, but not really. But it's helpful, it's useful, and perhaps it is how the real schools will work in the future. It will probably be up to you to create them. In context of mathematics, the P5JS programming tutorials will teach you the real math. It's that weird. It's as weird as it gets. Because mathematics is not a thing. It's a division of knowledge, but it's not something that you can learn by walking into a classroom marked mathematics. Mathematics is alive. It's in many places. It's not just in one place. It's everywhere. And mathematics is a language that we use when we don't have computers to describe certain behaviors. These behaviors are related to physics. So like number one is an imaginary way of seeing a unit of one, something out in the real world. So one in mathematics represents one in the universe, such as one planet. So when you take 1 + 1 and you get a 2, it's like taking one planet and another planet, and now you have two planets. There is nothing mysterious about mathematics. It is the fundamental principles of mathematics, the axioms beneath, that represent the world of physics that surrounds us. So when math gives you something for free that then you test and you see, oh my gosh, that's also true in the world of physics or in the universe, well, that's because the fundamental principles, when you push them far out enough, you will very likely arrive at something that agrees with the universe. But there's no magic to math. It's just that we are representing the way the universe works with this language of mathematics. And that language should never be put on paper. On paper, when it is on paper, it is a desperate attempt to save a thought. It is like the world is ending and all you have is a pen and a piece of paper. Real mathematics need to be on the computer screen, where it's alive, where it's moving. As to physics, while game design or 2D engine design seems just about right, I would recommend that you grab a copy of Philosophia Naturalis Principia Mathematica and make it all come to life as animations and screensavers. As to why, aside from your intellectual independence, your dignity as a human being, and self-education, which I know you are aware of, obviously, it is because everything you learn breaks down into reusable components in your mind that add up to make you more powerful, more unbreakable, and wiser, by subtle analogy. But please, more important than why is when. Because you can't just be told or ordered to learn math. That's horrible. That's torture. Nor are you ever allowed to set a long stretch of time aside and start in the beginning. That's how writers get writer blocks. You can only learn mathematics and physics once you begin becoming curious about it. And if you allow me to somewhat kindle your curiosity at this moment, find a Newton's Canon animation on your favorite video website. See, in a way, there is no such thing as math and physics. There's just fascination with the workings of the universe and an urge for a language to capture it in. And hope to goodness that that language is interactive and not on paper. Ew. Again, I am really sorry that you are being tricked. A healthy human mind has no limit. The trouble with learning only arises when school stresses you out, when poverty threatens your very existence, and when teachers, who do not know that they cannot teach, try to force you into standardized sequence and standardized pace so that they can take their f***ing paycheck home. you don't have a problem with learning mathematics or physics. That's really silly. You have a natural curiosity and predisposition for it. It is the ineffective schools and the crazy teachers and the insane principals and the crooked paychecks. And it is the threat of being held back, threat of being laughed at, threat of poverty that simply prevents you from learning. So you're not actually doing anything that is less than a normal person. You're actually reacting to this situation in a really healthy way. Your mind is shutting down from learning weird and twisted stuff until you sort things out, or until you become courageous enough to face all this nonsense and say, "Listen, the best advice there is to follow Sir Isaac Newton. Learn the way he did. He wasn't a genius. He was like us. He's one of the crew. He was just following his curiosity. He was having fun. What really got him going is that he could create these little machines that behaved the way the universe that he observed behaved. So now he's able to simulate the way sun works, the way the moon works, and it's a little bit crazy. So then he writes it all down with mathematics for one reason or another. And we got nature and nature's laws lay hid in the night. Newton came, and all was light." Here's his inscription from Westminster Abbey. "Here is buried Isaac Newton, knight, who by a strength of mind almost divine and mathematical principles, peculiarly his own, explored the course and figures of the planets, the paths of comets, the tides of the sea, the dissimilarities in rays of light, and what no other scholar has previously imagined, the properties of the colors thus produced. Take to self-education, and don't stop until you become a great being. Stay strong. The world really needs a teacher like you. We need real schools so that everyone is learning for real. This is really important."